In Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX, it's been almost 2 weeks since lawmakers released an education funding plan for the state of Washington. $7.3 billion will be going to K-12 public schools throughout the state over the next 4 years. But there are still a lot of questions about whether the plan goes far enough to satisfy the state Supreme Court ruling known as the McCleary decision. 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve sat down with Seattle Times education reporter Neil Morton to get details on what changes are coming down the pike with the new plan. And as Morton explains, one big change has to do with staff salaries.
Before, the state had this salary grid that largely drove salaries to teachers based on their education level and their years of experience. That is now gone, and the State Department of Education will have to create some new grid. We don't know what that looks like. That'll come out of a working group sometime later this year. We do know some broad brushes of what's going to happen with teacher salaries. Starting teachers will get paid at least $40,000, and that has to increase by at least 10% within 5 years of experience. We know the state will be increasing the amount it gives to districts for school worker salaries across teachers, admins, support staff. We also know that they're putting restrictions on how much a teacher can make. The state no longer wants districts to pay any teacher above $90,000, although there are a lot of strings attached to that, and districts have some flexibility in compensating teachers more for extra work that they do.
Like what? What are some examples of ways that a local school district could actually enhance past that $90,000 cap?
There's this regional factor that's based on housing prices, where a district like Seattle, Mercer Island, Lake Washington will get about 18% more money for each teacher so they can pay a higher salary and actually be able to afford these teachers. Some districts like Federal Way will get a little bit less. Other districts will get nothing at all because they have fairly average housing prices in their district.
Is that going to cause a disparity potentially of some kind when it comes to teachers moving from one district to the next based on the fact that there are these regional enhancements?
We're not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking to a lot of folks this week for a story we plan to run in the Seattle Times about the unintended consequences of all these sweeping changes. There is some concern that a teacher can work in Mercer Island and earn a relatively high salary, but then live in Federal Way where they have lower housing prices. So is the state getting the job done? There's also the question of whether we should be subsidizing teacher salaries in a place like Mercer Island to begin with. They're not having a hard time attracting a pool of teacher candidates, but our lower income districts certainly are. Why aren't they getting extra to help get their teachers as well?
Does this actually satisfy the McCleary decision that was passed down by the state Supreme Court?
That's the big question, and we'll have to wait to see. There is new money for special education, for vocational classes. There's more money, as I said, for teacher salaries, for schools that have a lot of students who live in poverty. But folks are wondering if the price tag is sufficient. There's also some concern that it doesn't meet a 2018 deadline to fully implement this plan. The lawyer who represented the families in the original McCleary case says the legislator has to have all funding in place by 2018. Others think, no, they just have to have the plan in place. And if the money comes at a later year, that should be fine. I also mentioned the increase in special education funding. Some folks, including State Superintendent Chris Reichdale, Seattle schools, teachers unions, they don't think it goes far enough. And they do not believe that the Supreme Court should close its case until special education gets higher.
There is a lot of murkiness that's around this plan. What's next?
On Friday, the state superintendent's office held an informational session with school districts, and almost every question they received, they had to answer, we don't know.
Wow.
Good question. So they're going to be rushing to figure these things out so they can get answers to school districts.
And lawmakers now, they need to create this report that basically lays out the plan that they have. They submit that to the court by the end of this month, right? And then what happens with that?
Essentially, the Supreme Court will have to dig into the details of this plan. They'll probably have some questions for both the state attorneys and those who represented the families in the McCleary case. And then they'll make a decision on whether this gets the job done or if lawmakers need to come back and do more work.
That was Seattle Times education reporter Neil Morton speaking with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve. Links to stories from the Seattle Times Education Lab with details on the state's education funding plan are on our website, knkx.org.